today marks the beginning of a very long, what is probably going to be a very long trial for the man accused. I have to say accused. The man accused of shooting my nephew, Corporal Matthew Edwards, the Taylor police officer killed in the line of duty July 23rd, 2010. It's something that, understandably so, has escaped your memory, but I think about it every day of my life. Tyrese Matthews went on trial today. My brother and his wife are down there. Jury selection is taking place at the Frank Murphy Hall of Justice in the courtroom of Circuit Judge Ulysses Boykin. And my brother's been giving me updates all day. As you can imagine, jury selection is a lot like watching paint dry. So I told my brother I'm happy to come down there and give him my support when the trial actually gets underway after the jury is selected. But State Representative Douglas Geis has honored my nephew along with another fallen Taylor police officer by introducing legislation in the state house that would rename parts of I-94 in the city of Taylor in memory of Lieutenant Dan Cromer, and parts of Telegraph Road through Taylor in memory of my nephew, Matthew Edwards. He introduced this in committee about 2 weeks ago. It's come out of committee. On the other end of my phone line is Representative Douglas Geis. And Representative Geis, I'm honored to have you here on the Paul Edwards program. Welcome.
No, I am honored to be on your show and listening to your comments. I think the fact that the trial has started today, what I've done in terms of introducing this legislation has brought any bit of sunshine or sunlight to what will be, as you mentioned, a very trying experience for you, your brothers, and Shannon, as well as the kids. So it's my honor to be on your show.
Well, we on behalf of the family, I want to say to you how much we appreciate you taking the initiative to do this. Explain to our audience exactly how this process works and what your legislation would do.
Okay. Well, first, these two bills, I have never seen something move as quickly through the State House of Representatives as these two bills have. House Bill 5044 would rename I-94 from Inkster Road to Pelham Road, the Lieutenant Dan Cromer Memorial Highway. And it would rename Telegraph Road from Van Born down to Pennsylvania, the Corporal Matt Edwards Memorial Highway. And I will note for your listeners, if you view that on a map, it makes a beautiful cross. Mm. And my thoughts are that this is a lasting tribute to all the people that passed through Taylor of these fallen souls and the fact that they gave the ultimate sacrifice. And so in terms of process, the legislative process, this is a little bit of schoolhouse rock, how a bill becomes a law. But I introduced the bill, as you mentioned, just a couple weeks ago. It was taken up in the House Transportation Committee, which I serve on, was passed out unanimously, and reached the House floor last week. So you have to have three readings of a bill, and that has to do with any type of legislation, the idea being that read it three times, and it gives people a time to understand what we're doing as the legislature and gives them time to weigh in on particular aspects. So before it went to committee, that's the first reading. After it comes out of the committee, that was the second reading last Thursday. And today was the third reading of both House Bill 5044 and 5045. And it passed unanimously out of the House of Representatives, which now it will go over to the Senate. It will get assigned to a committee, more than likely the Transportation Committee. So any of your listeners out there, if you know that your senators are on the Senate Transportation Committee, I would urge you to call them and let them know that you would like this legislation taken up as quickly as possible, which I expect. I've already talked with a few senators on this issue. And then once it's read, it goes to the committee, it would come out. What they call general orders would be the second reading in the Senate, and then third reading would be passage, and then onto the governor's desk.
And, of course, taxpayers, Representative Geis, are always going to say, well, what is this going to cost? I have here in front of me the House Fiscal Agency report on the fiscal impact of your bill. They're according to this independent nonpartisan House group, your bill renaming these two roads has absolutely zero fiscal impact.
That's exactly it. The rule is that you must find private donors, private sources of funds to construct and erect these signs. And given the context of your show, I have no problem saying that, there is a $3,000 anonymous donor, and anonymous being, again, kind of in the Bible, do good things, but don't look for credit upon yourself.
Right.
And that will take up the bulk of it. I do have another $1,000 pledge, and I've pledged money from my campaign account to cover any of the rest. I'm expecting that it will cost $5,000 in total. That's down from $12,000. Of course, we in government, you don't take the first kind of bid or the first, high expectation. I've worked on it to try to get it down to what I believe is a reasonable cost. But again, no taxpayer money. And my impetus on this is to get it done quickly and make sure, that we honor both your nephew and Lieutenant Cromer in what we do here.
If someone in our audience wanted to make a donation, who would they make it to? Are you able to tell us that, or is that outside of your purview?
Well, we're going to be working through the Fraternal Order of Police. They have a 501c3, which allows for money to be directed to, and we'll get the money into that account. I do apologize if you may be hearing some beeps on your end, but I've told some elected officials back in the city of Taylor. Actually, the mayor of Taylor is calling me right now to kind of get an update on what's going on right now. So I do apologize if I've got some beeping coming through on the phone, but this is good news.
Well,
in the city of Taylor, and people are very proud, are very supportive and proud of whatever we can do as a community. Last year, I and many other people stood out on street corners to collect funds.
Yes.
To make certain that Shannon and your grandnephews are taken care of. This is just another means of us making sure that we never forget. And so back to your question, I don't have the 501c3 right in front of me, the name. We can get that to you. To be honest, I'm driving back from Lansing, where we completed the vote today, and as I mentioned, it was unanimous. But we have this law that I helped pass last year, which is no texting and driving. So I will honor that, and I will not try to look at my phone as I'm driving, but, simply to say, people have done so much, that I didn't want to do another spaghetti dinner. And, I also don't look to your listeners. I wanted to take care of this, myself and not put any more burden, upon the family, upon the residents of Taylor, nor upon your residents to pay for this. If I didn't think I could get this done from cradle to grave, meaning taking care of both the legislation and the financing of it, then, shame on me, because people have really stepped up throughout the process, and I don't want to belabor it. I don't want to drag it on. The first thing I ever did before I introduced this is to make sure that Shannon and Joyce, Joyce Cromer, Shannon Edwards, that this would not cause them any pain. Mm-hmm. And that's first and foremost in all of our minds, because they're the ones that have to deal with this every single day. And, even though intentions can be well meant, sometimes, bringing up the subject, my worry personally was that it could cause undue stress. And that was the first step, to make certain that they were supportive of doing this legislation. And so from that point on, once I got their go-ahead, I believe that very, very light load, very light burden for me to make certain that the legislation gets passed and that we secure funding that does not, cause undue duress on the taxpayers, and there will be no taxpayer money. And also, I really don't want to go back to the people that have already given so much of their heart. And when we stood out in the corners of, Goddard and Telegraph, people peeling off 20s and 50s, mm-hmm. and putting them in a bucket, that's a separate issue that I think we need to address within, the state of Michigan, is that you really shouldn't have to go out and take care of a family the way that we had to do. Personally, I would rather put that burden on people that commit crimes. If you commit a felony, commit a misdemeanor, that there's some sort of catastrophic claim fund that you have to pay a dollar into every time one of those tickets is written to take care of fallen police officers or fallen firefighters. I think, the ability for your family to survive after you're gone should not be based upon what time of year you die.
Yeah.
It's one thing, to be out there soliciting funds in the summer. It's another thing to be out there, if you should have to be, or God forbid that, you die in February.
Right.
And so, what Taylor came and did for the Edwards family, none of us have been through this circumstance. So that's another aspect that we need to look at and delve into going forward. What do we do to take care of the families of those that are left behind?
State Representative Douglas Geis is my guest. He introduced a couple of weeks ago legislation that would rename parts of Telegraph Road and Taylor and parts of I-94 through Taylor in honor of two fallen police officers, Lieutenant Dan Cromer, who was killed in a hit-and-run auto accident on I-94, helping a stranded motorist, and my nephew, who was killed in the line of duty responding to a domestic violence call, all within 6 short weeks of each other last summer, in July, September of last year, 2010. The families, I got to tell you, Doug, the there's no question that the families are going to support what you're doing, and we'll I'll have our guys do some research and get the information on the Fraternal Order of Police and find out, and we'll post it at our website at godandculture.com, where folks can donate to. But I'm certain that my audience will financially support whatever it is you're doing here. I'm confident that I can ask them to make some financial contributions to this. I just so appreciate what you're doing. Now, when this happens, will there be any kind of public naming ceremony that takes place when obviously if it passes the Senate and it's all said and done, will there be a public ceremony that the public can be invited to witness this naming?
Well, I'll change the framing of the word. As you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you had to use the word alleged, and I had to bite my tongue on the floor of the House of Representatives and use the word alleged killer in my comments there. I will change your phrasing of if this happens, this will happen.
Good.
And when it happens, when these bills pass, and they will pass, we will make certain that there are the public is made aware and that we have a public dedication. I'm meeting with representatives from the governor's office this Thursday, and one of the first things of topics of conversation that I would like to have is that when this bill is signed, that if we can get the governor to Taylor, so that all the members of the Taylor Police Force and all the members of the Taylor Auxiliary Police Force are able to be there for the governor to sign the bill. Something that Shannon has expressed to me is that she wants Luke and Mariah to be there, not only when it passes the Senate, but also when the governor signs this into law. And, of course, they will be there when these signs are erected, because that's the thing that, you know, we all have to remember. There's now what we're a 6 and a 9 year old. There is a 7 and a 10 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And to put ourselves into their position, what we're doing is leaving them a legacy or leaving them something that they can look back on. They may not fully comprehend everything now, but 5, 10 years from now, I think, you know, not only these signs, but, you know, the words that are laid down within our journals in the House and the actions that were taken today, those are part of the written record of the state of Michigan. For as long as we may be a state, they will be on the journal, and I hope that they, at some point in time in the future, realize both the love and affection that we have for what they gave up, which is their father. And so we will make certain that the public is welcomed and included in all aspects of this going forward.
I have a personal emotional request, Representative yes. Geist. I have watched this. I've had a front row seat to this entire thing since July 23rd, when my other nephew, the brother of the fallen officer Michael Edwards, who is by the way, a police officer himself, when he texted me and then called me and told me that news. I followed this all along and. I have watched my brother, the father of Matthew Edwards, excluded from every public memorial. His mother has been excluded from every public memorial. I have a request of you, sir. It's an emotional request, and I want to say it as kindly as I can. Could my brother and his wife, where Matthew gets his name from his father, could they be involved in this in some way? Could they please be present when the governor signs this into law?
Well, I wouldn't think of anything else. There, you know, the original connection, when you talk about family, is, and pardon me, is mother and father to son and daughter. And then there is a religious ceremony that connects that weds husband to wife. And so if they feel within any and all of this that that they have been excluded, then not that I've been involved in any of those plannings, but in terms of my own shoulders and what I'm doing, I'll make certain that mother and father and wife and son and daughter
absolutely
are all included, or at least given the opportunity. You can't force anybody to participate. All you can do is extend the olive branch and say that you're welcome to be there and be part of the ceremony and be part of remembrance. And I have not heard that aspect of it. And I'm very sorry if that's how things have transpired thus far.
I appreciate Representative Geis, you're taking the initiative on this. You honor Matthew and you honor our family. My brother John is a lifelong resident of Taylor. The rest of us kind of went off and did other things and in other places, but we love the city of Taylor, and we appreciate the fact that it was Edward's blood that was shed that day, and Matthew willingly did that. He knew the risks. He willingly did that, and for you to honor his memory.
As I said on the floor today, and as we know from Scripture, there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friend. And in this case, I put it in the context, there is no greater love than to lay down your life for the citizens of Taylor. And that's what Matt did. And as I spoke about this on the floor, we talk about serve and protect. Officer Cromer was serving a wayward motorist, somebody that was lost and needed help. That's by definition to serve, to come to somebody's aid. Your nephew is by definition a protector, somebody that not once but twice or probably many times beyond that, he was a decorated police officer.
Yes.
And he came to the protection and was named Officer of the Year in 2008. And he came to the protection again of both the people within the Copper Tree area and as well as the entire city of Taylor and gave that ultimate sacrifice. And I will note, we have never had any losses like this before in the history of the city of Taylor or the township of Taylor, which goes back 150 years.
Right.
And these were people from outside of our community that were either drunk, inebriated, stoned, whatever, in terms of the person that hit Officer Cromer, or in the case of your nephew, was out to do ill will towards all. These were not people from our community. And both of these individuals were our defenders. And you never know when you're going to come face-to-face with evil, but both men faced it, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice. That's all I have to say.
I appreciate you saying it, Doug. I appreciate you're, again, I can't say it enough, taking the initiative and this is a little bit more emotional for me than I thought it would be, so I apologize. But I, on behalf of my brother and his wife, I appreciate you taking this initiative. You honor our entire family when you honor his son and my nephew, and we don't take that lightly. And I promise you that anything that I can do with the platform God has given me here as a talk radio host to help you pay for this, we'll get it paid for. And so I want to help you in that regard. And I want to say to the audience, if you'd like to help us, particularly if you're in the Downriver area, if you're a resident of Taylor and you'd like to contribute to the markers that will go up to memorialize these two fallen officers, just shoot me an email, paul@godandculture.com. And when we verify where the funds go, we'll send you that information, and you can make that gift directly to that 501c3 fund. But if you'd like to help, just send me an email, paul@godandculture.com, and let's get this paid for and honor these two men, their widows, their children, and their extended families. And Representative Geis, it's beyond words. For me, as the uncle of Matthew Edwards, I can't express to you enough in words what it means to my family and especially to my brother and his wife, Matthew's parents, that you would do this for him.
Well, Paul, I will say that you give me too much credit. What I have done is insignificant, small in comparison to anything that your nephew, Officer Cromer, or families have had to go through. And so I humbly say I'm just trying to be the representative from the city of Taylor and do what is right and do what's in my heart. And I honestly don't want any recognition nor credit. Let's put the credit and the recognition where it truly lies. I'm just a means to an end to do what is right. So God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for taking some time with my audience today. And we will certainly be in touch with you as this progresses down the field. Representative Douglas Geis represents the Downriver District, including my hometown of Taylor, where a year ago, July 23rd, 2010, my nephew gave his life in the line of duty. His killer is on trial today. You know, I'm a talk host, and I can be opinionated. I'm not a news guy. There isn't any question in my mind as I sat in the hearing several months ago. There isn't any question in my mind, and I recognize I'm biased because we're talking about the killer of my nephew, but there isn't any question in my mind that this man killed my nephew, and I wish we had the death penalty.